Welcome to today's episode of Wisdom Within. I'm Sonia Lin, your host, and talking about the three realities of truth, wisdom, and bliss. This is season 4, episode 15, and I just realized today is actually April 15th, so 4:15 on 4:15. Very cool. Okay, I digress. So the three realities, these concepts found in various spiritual, and philosophical traditions, Hinduism, Buddhism, Kashmir Shaivism, Vedanta, they're described as Sat for truth, Chit for consciousness or wisdom, and Ananda for bliss. So I want to just dive into these, as it's, you know, this is about going within, not an outside world, you know, these needs, these desires, the comforts that we seek in the outside world of going within. And that's a shift from that ego consciousness to realize that there is an inner, and bringing this awareness to that and shifting that consciousness. So Sat, the truth, it refers to this ultimate reality of truth. And I do, through the different breathwork practices and yoga practices, I was taught and passed down through teachers of this universal Sanskrit chant of leading us from untruth to truth, to the reality, away from the ego mind of what we thought and unlearning, to the actual truth, and from the darkness to the light, the shadows, the darkness, the pain, to the light and the innate wisdom, and from timelessness from the fears of death to timelessness and boundlessness as the eternal bliss. So into this supreme being, this source. So it is this reality of truth, this eternal and unchanging. So it's representing the aspect of existence that is constant, this beyond the illusion, to the illusion or perception, that the limited perceptions to the unlimited, and beyond the mind. So in philosophical terms, this Sat is often associated with the concept of this absolute reality, or the ultimate ground of being. So it transcends from this ego transcendence, the material world, which the outside world is a reflection of our internal world. So it's beyond the fluctuations of time and space, going beyond this time and space of the mind to this boundlessness, this timelessness, eternal bliss that I just mentioned. So it can be interpreted as the essence of existing, or the underlying reality that permeates all things, going back to source, going back to the wisdom that our breath, raising our awareness, teaches us to the truth and leads us to that. And then Chit, our consciousness or wisdom. It's referring to the consciousness or awareness, which is essential for understanding reality. Talked about our purpose in raising our awareness, our consciousness, becoming more aware rather than just the default mind and breath happening, of bringing this awareness in by following the breath and controlling the breath and our thoughts and removing the thoughts for the wisdom to come forward. So it represents this aspect of existence that is aware of itself. So Chit is described as the light of awareness that illuminates the mind and allows for perception, cognition, and understanding. So it's through consciousness that we're able to experience and interact with the world around us. So chit is associated with wisdom or higher knowledge, as it enables us to discern truth from the falsehood and to attain spiritual insight away from these limiting beliefs, this unlearning of all that has been forgotten, and in coming back to the innate wisdom that is within us. And Ananda is bliss. It refers to, you know, bliss or happiness, this happiness that I hear people seeking of, you know, outside of ourselves, which is considered the ultimate goal of existence. This bliss, it represents the aspect of existence that is joyful, it's peaceful and fulfilling, it's beyond the mind, it's beyond the body, it's our soul's essence. And Ananda is often described as this natural state. This is our natural state of being that arises when one realizes the truth and experiences oneness away from, you know, this epidemic that we're in of separateness and loneliness, this isolation into this connectedness and this unity of oneness. And it transcends this, the dualistic, you know, pleasure and pain, that it's not dependent on external circumstances, on what is outside of our control, and focusing on, you know, shifting the outside. It comes from within, the internal shifts. So Ananda is considered this highest form, which arises from within, this highest form of happiness. And it's independent of worldly desires and attachments. Maybe you've heard that the root cause of all suffering is attachments. So letting go of the attachment to the outcome. You know, if you're going to attach to something, I've maybe mentioned in a different podcast, attach to your practice, the practice of meditation. And if there's a block with thinking about, oh, meditation, I've got to sit down, and or I don't have the time, all of this, think of it as following your breath. Life is meant for meditation, and it's bringing this awareness forward of learning to follow our breath. And, you know, coming back to the source, the reason of here, role for this liberation, untethering our soul. So there's a couple, there's a quote that I have, and then a quote from a Swami Vivekananda, a renowned spiritual teacher in Indian philosophies. And truth, purity, and unselfishness. Whenever these are present, there is no power below or above the sun to crush the possessor thereof. Equipped with these, one individual is able to face the whole universe in opposition. And in order to truly love oneself is to have the self-realization, this understanding that the truth, the wisdom of who we truly are, to experience this bliss by going inward. So a quote here I have put together is, true self-love is born from the depths of self-awareness. To truly love oneself, one must embark on the journey of knowing oneself and exploring the intricacies of the mind, the depths of the heart, and the essence of the soul. Only through this profound self-discovery can we uncover the beauty, the strength, and the infinite potential that resides within. So that's a little bit more of this Wisdom Within podcast, because it's not outside of ourselves. It is within. So I'm just looking at the time here. Okay. So how to, you know, going back of together of this Sat, Chit, and Ananda representing these three fundamental aspects. So just going back to tie this together of the reality, that you know, they're seen as interconnected and independent, and with each aspect contributing to this holistic understanding of existence and the ultimate goal, the ultimate intention, the ultimate purpose of this spiritual realization. And it's this journey from the head to quieting the mind, the mind, to open the heart, to create some space and expansion, and connect with soul. When you connect with your soul, that's that first state of peace. And then this bliss, this liberation is when it comes together, the soul connecting with spirit as one, away from this duality of separateness to this non-duality. This is, and imagine it's just, a drop of water in the ocean. It's no longer separate, it's one. Or a flame, a flame coming into a fire, another flame that comes together as one. So it's this journey, and everything we seek outside of ourselves is within. And I have a Breath of Life, a 6-week course that starts in May, that's online. So no matter where you are in the world, we can all connect as our breath connects us all. And so I'll put the link here. You can take a look. I know last time I mentioned it, there was a glitch with the payment processing to save your spot. And this is bringing the awareness. This is starting to learn the power of your breath, to bring some awareness, shifting from just unconscious patterns throughout the day to being aware of your breath, being aware of your spirit and the power of following and being present. That following the breath, it takes you out of that thinking mind, away from the previous imprints from the past, and away from going too far out into the future, but bringing you into the bliss and joy and peace of the present moment. And learning how to use your breath. It is so crucial, that's automatic. And I also learned to control the breath. I just did an interview with a integrative practitioner on calming the nervous system. She invited me on for her course. This course was for women with, perimenopause, menopause. But ultimately, it was about transition. You're talking about clients, in transition, and what I hear with these clients of, who am I? Feeling like something is missing, or feeling really exhausted, or in a fog, unable to focus. So these different symptoms, going through these steps of, okay, I've gone through these steps in life and divorce or death or, menopause or retirement, children leaving the home, this emptiness, these different life transitions can then create this space of, okay, who am I? What is my next purpose? And in learning to follow the breath, and go inward and not fill up this space outside of self, but actually sitting and creating a meditative breathing practice for you to become aware and learn that self-realization, that you're not the mind, you're not the body, and ultimately who are you? So the breath of life class, learning the power of your breath, how to change your breath, how to properly breathe and create a sustainable practice to energize yourself. Use this life force, this vital life force energy within for a shift of consciousness and your vitality to be able to access your light in peace. Start your day off or end your day or both bookend the day with this peace, this calm, this natural state away from the ego mind, of trying to keep you safe by doing and constantly being a human doing, but to allow yourself to feel safe to be a human being, and then all of the blessings and abundance that comes along with that. So that's just a little introduction of creating a sustainable practice of an very simple, innocent technique of meditation that can be done while walking, sitting, learning to follow the breath, learning how to calm your own nervous system. And so that's 6 weeks, and then there'll be bonus EFT, if you're not familiar. That's the emotional freedom technique as well. So as always, as I say, in love and light, and also Hari Om Tat Sat, connecting beyond the mind, the physical body, and to the wisdom that is within you, to your true nature of your higher self. Namaste.